Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program on the one to count on for today's local news and information. I'm Dallas County News Director Brandon Shanahan, and on today's program we get to talk with the ADM students who qualified for All-State Music.
All right, so let's just get started with this. First, if we could just go around the room and introduce yourself. Tell me a little bit about yourself, how you got into music, what you play, and kind of what you like about it.
Okay, I'll start. I'm Carly Smoothie. I play the clarinet. And, I grew up when I was in fifth grade, just like everybody else, and I was really kind of interested in music. I liked it a lot better than the piano, so I kind of just kept with it.
I'm Brennan McGee. I've been singing in choir for as long as I can remember. Voice parts, baritone, and interested in music. Kind of excited to see where I go in college.
Hello, I'm Sean Whitson. I'm a vocalist as well. I got into music 3 years ago, and yeah.
I'm Cash Riker. I'm a singer as well. I got into music when I started taking piano lessons, like in middle school, and then ever since then, I've just been really interested in it.
I'm Sarah Denherder, and I know music's kind of been present throughout my whole life. My mom was a band director, so I play the horn, by the way. I was kind of involved all of the kids.
Awesome. And so first question I really had is, obviously, COVID-19 has affected just about everything in every part of life at this point, and music and this All-State process has been no different. Can you guys just walk me through what this process looked like? I know it's different than years past, and just kind of take me behind the scenes.
For band, we had to record all of our separate pieces. So we have 2 to 3 etudes or songs, a solo, and our scale segment where we had to play all of our scales instead of just a couple that we pick randomly, like during the audition process. So I auditioned last year, and I definitely prefer in person. I don't know about you,
Dee. Yeah, I prefer in person. It takes less time.
Yeah, it's just a lot more. It's not as nerve wracking. It's just a lot more tedious. There's a lot more mistakes that you can't make because you know everybody else has the same time to record and re-record as many times as they want to. So it's a lot different.
Yeah, for the All-State Choir, this year we were given 5 cuts to go through and record. We were given, the cuts a month in advance, so that's a lot longer of, a time period we have to, know and practice and work on these specific parts of the music.
Usually we'd get them the morning of the actual audition, so it was good to have them a month in advance because we could really drill them.
I mean, we would go out and we'd dress up, we'd record each cut. We could do it separately too, so it gave us a lot of opportunities to re-record and really hone in on some really good parts of the music.
Yeah. And like Carly said, it was nice because it's less nerve-wracking because you get a lot more time and you're able to do it on your own time, but also it's a lot harder because you know that everyone else has that same advantage, so you really have to make sure that everything you have is very pristine.
Yeah, and also, typically we'd be in a trio or a quartet or a duo, and this year we had to sing a solo, which was always interesting, sing choir music by yourself.
I want to say the biggest impact that COVID-19 has had this year, though, is we do not get to perform our final performance. And it kind of sucks not being able to, make All-State and then not being able to experience that huge choir of 16 people or go to that really big 600, sorry, that's my bad. 600 people or experience, the band or the orchestra.
Yeah.
And now, can kind of piggyback off of that, you guys are all in this different situation, and can you kind of speak to how you guys have leaned on each other and kind of how, and if you guys have been able to get closer because of this process, and just kind of how you've been able to feed off of each other to get to this point?
Well, for the band side, we talked a lot about what we were each doing for our recording. If we had a question, we would ask each other. And, I don't know, it was just nice to know that you weren't the only one having to record 5 or 6 videos of yourself. And it was just, we just kind of supported each other.
So, for the choir side, I definitely feel like I've gotten closer to Cash and Brennan. Because, like, before singing in, like, the actual choir at our school, like, we were all just singing alone. And it felt really good to start singing with other people again and just, like, singing a cut for Brennan and him critiquing it and, like, watching Cash and Brennan record their cuts. Like, it was just a really cool experience to be able to go through this process together instead of alone.
Yeah, and the fact that we just had so much time with the specific sections of the music, like, really made us able to work together and, like, take a deep dive and really get specific with, like, our critiques and criticisms of each other. Yeah, it really helped us all grow as musicians, I think.
And now when you guys found out that you did receive the All-State honors, what was the first thing that went through your mind?
I cried.
I did too.
I freaked out. I was at work the day that I think Sean was too. We actually both texted each other like 2 to 3 hours in advance, like, hey, you ready for like All-State? Like, we're so close. Like, we've been working on this for a really long time. And I was just extremely overwhelmed. I wanted to shout at the top of my lungs, but I knew that wasn't like the expectation at the time. So I kind of waited to get in my car and then celebrate.
Yeah, I was at home and Sarah like sent us the list of people, so I was going through, and I was not expecting to, because I felt like my recordings weren't as good as they should have been, and I ran out of time and all that stuff, and then I saw that I was on the list, and I was so excited, so I ran down and told my parents and cried.
I was also at work. I got the list from my voice teacher, Dennis, and, like, I didn't know the list was alphabetized. My last name's a W, so I was scrolling through the choir list, and I was like, why isn't my name here? So I was freaking out. But when I saw my name, there was no one in Fairway at the time, so I did cry and I did run down the aisles. and then I texted Brennan. I was just freaking out, you know? Like, I put so much work into it. And, like, it was for something.
Yeah, I was with one of my buddies at the time, and I all of a sudden just got a text from our local director. And he was like, congratulations, you all made it into All-State. And then I was bombarded with text from Brennan and Sean saying, let's go, and stuff like that. So, no, it was a really good experience.
I was with my mom at the time. And I don't remember what we were doing. But, I don't know, it was just really nice to see my name. And, like, this is my first year making it. So it was just nice to know that, like, I finally broke through and, like, all my hard work paid off.
And that was today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with the ADM students who qualified for All-State Music. And although the All-State Music Festival in Ames is canceled, still a phenomenal achievement for those students. This has been the Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program, brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.